I've already mentioned that the first burials were not Christian ones. Look at these two sarcophagi in front of you. We call the one on the left the Sarcophagus of the Lions because of the reliefs on both sides. They are lions attacking deer.
And the one in the middle, is that the man who's died?
Well, yes, but to be precise, it was a woman. The person who was buried here was a woman of advanced age, and she was rich because she was able to pay either her or her family for this marvelous sarcophagus, made from marble from the Luni Carrara quarry. From the north of present-day Italy, quite something for the time. But it wasn't unusual to import such pieces and then personalize them with carvings of their owner. This same model of sarcophagus can be found in other Roman necropolises, in Rome, for example.
How interesting. Is the sarcophagus next to it also made from Italian marble?
Oh no, not at all. It is from even further away, Proconnesus, a place that was part of ancient Greece, but is now part of Turkey. It's called the Sarcophagus of the Teacher because the central panel depicts a philosopher or poet reading to his students. The sides depict those buried. On the right, a man dressed as a philosopher, and on the left, his wife, dressed as a muse.
All that work, and then they buried it?
No. What they did in such cases was put it in a mausoleum, in view and against a wall, so the back is not decorated. Let's continue. Turn to the right, where there is a sarcophagus containing a skeleton, and listen to track 6.